My remarks portray the progress of women at the bar and on the bench in the United States. Remembering the past, I am heartened by the progress. Yet, as the numbers reveal, women in law, even today, are not entering a bias-free profession. Social science research can aid in determining why that is so, and perhaps in solving persistent problems. In my growing up years, men of the bench and bar generally held what the French call an idée fixe, the unyielding conviction that women and lawyering, no less judging, do not mix. But, as ancient texts reveal, it ain't necessarily so.
Ruth Bader Ginsburg, in her own words, read by Linda Lavin. Good morning. Welcome to the Roundtable, a special edition this morning, and we thank you all for being with us on this Monday. It was, I think, by all accounts, a hell of a weekend. We have a lot to talk about this morning, a lot to do, a lot of business to take care of, and we will do all of that over the next 3 hours. We welcome you to be a part of it, as always. Panel at WAMC.org, panel at WAMC.org. Let me introduce the group to you this morning. Libby Post is with us. Good morning, Libby. How are you?
I'm good, Joe. How are you? Energized.
Sad and energized. I'll take that.
Sad but energized.
Yeah. Rosemary Armeo, how are you?
Depressed and angry.
All right. Any energy there?
No, I want to go back to bed.
Sarah Rogerson.
What else is new?
Sarah Rogerson joins us as well, Albany Law School professor and director of the Immigration Law Clinic. Good morning, Sarah. How are you?
Good morning. I'm inspired and ready to fight.
All right. All good. Alan Chartok, good morning, sir. How are you? I think you're ready to go.
I'm ready to go, Joe, and I have to say, remarkable panel you've put together, as usual, old friend. Look, this is the first day of the lockbox that we've opened it up for business. There is so much that we have done that nobody else did. From the very beginning, we called out what was happening in this country, and there could be no question about that. We have about 500,000 people, the last time I looked, 500,000 people every month listening to this radio station.
Correct.
And so I know that people understand the crucial moment that we are in this country right now. We have a president who is trying to load the Supreme Court. If he gets his way, and it looks like he may, there'll be a 6-3 conservative majority on that court. It's more than most people can stomach. People I know are saying, I give up. This is the last moment that anybody ought to give up. But we have this one place that we come to called WAMC, and we have kept it together all this time. Because of you, dear listeners, we've been able to do that. But now we're a little bit behind on some of the things. For example, we're a little bit behind on the number of people who are sending in challenges and saying, here's $5,000. We'll allow you to use it as a challenge. We're a little bit behind now on that. And if you go to WAMC.org and you want to make that better, go. But the crucial moment is now. We have this radio station, and we have precious little less, if I know how inarticulate that is, that it's going right now. So if everybody today, think about this, because we have so much business to do in the next month till the actual fund drive begins. If we could do it today, if everybody could go to WAMC.org or dial 1-800-323-9262. We have a few people who can answer phones, staff. We have no volunteers because of COVID. So we can take a few calls, but if you go to WAMC.org and put the money in, that's great. Now, if somebody wants to do it, because I know the Shartoks are going to do this, put some money in and say, this is for Ruth Bader Ginsburg. And I have to say, we're getting those already. Before I opened my mouth, before I said word one, our wonderful Amber Sickles is reporting that people are, have gone to their devices and gone to WMC.org and said, in honor of Ginsburg. Because after all, when you think about it, Ginsburg and WAMC in many ways stood for the same things. And so I'm saying to everybody now, we could do this today. I mean, today. If everyone just put something in today, we could be done with the fund drive on morning one of the lockbox. You'll remember we did it before. We didn't even have to have a fund drive the last time because of the lockbox. Ladies and gentlemen, I wish we didn't need the money. We do. In order for us to continue, we need everybody to do something. And you know that as well as I do. You all have budgets. You all have families. You all know what this is about. So if everybody could do one thing today, go to WAMC.org and say, here's mine. Alan, I'm with you. We've got the stations back. We're there for you. Let's go. Let's make it happen. All that has to happen is that everybody does one little thing. WAMC.org. Sorry to take up so much time, Joe, but I'm pretty passionate about this. I am.
Absolutely. There are, as you mentioned, Alan, there are a lot of ways to do it. WAMC.org. We do have some operators. Our staff is here, and we have a lot of them, so we can handle some. But if you can do it online, that is always appreciated. WAMC.org, WAMC.org, or the phone number 1-800-323-9262, 1-800-323-9262. So, Alan, how screwed are we?
We're screwed. You know. This is going to take everything that, you know, Chuck Schumer has made it plain he's not sitting still for this. I believe Chuck Schumer has not done what he should be doing as a leader of the Democrats in the United States Senate. That's my belief. And I've made it clear. I like the guy very much. Always have. He's come on. We've talked. He's funny. But he hasn't been the leader he should. Now he is showing that spark. And I have to say, you know, the idea that if they are going to be so hypocritical and they're going to say, within 1 year, we're not going to let Merrick Garland be a judge. And now, within considerably less than 2 months, we're changing our minds and we're going to do whatever is good for us in this country. Well, Schumer and everybody else, every Democrat has said, if you do that, you will be sorry, because we will not let it go. We will find ways to come back at you in ways which you do not like. And that's what needs to be said right now.
What do you think about, I mean, as far as the strategy of the Democrats, Rosemary, what do you make of it?
I think we're screwed totally. I think that not only will they get another judge through, and it will be a 6-3 court for the rest of my lifetime and long after, but that the whole fight over the Supreme Court has hidden COVID and his other failings, and it's energized his base as much or more than the Democrats are, so that Trump has a better chance of winning today than he did before Ruth Bader Ginsburg died on Friday. I think this could not be worse. I think Schumer is, as always, all talk, and he has very few actions at his command. I want to know if all the Democrats will actually vote against the Supreme Court justice. In point of fact, I think the Republicans do have the right to appoint a Supreme Court justice right now. They were wrong about Merrick Garland, but they are not wrong about this. And the candidates that I've heard of so far are amazingly smart and highly qualified, if completely ideologically objectionable to us. And there are even Democrats. West Virginia, are they going to vote against? Are they going to vote against one of these Supreme Court justices that Trump puts up?
Right.
So I think that we could. What are the quivers that Nancy Pelosi says they have in their arsenal? I don't think there are very many. They could bring up impeachment against Trump or Barr. That would also serve to shore up Trump. I don't see a way out of it other than lots of rhetoric and brave words and posters and, you know, the usual Democratic show of outrage. I think it's all storm and fury, and no good will come of it.
Sarah Rogers,
I don't think this is time to give up, Rosemary. I find this defeatism to be a major error on your part. I truly believe this is the time that every single thinking person has to make their a sense of outrage known. And I think there are we've already seen Susan Collins saying no for now. For now.
Susan Collins, yeah. don't she's crying and wolf again. Are you the boy who's going to listen to her again?
No.
It isn't defeatism. I'm as outraged as you are, but I do not see a way out of it.
Okay,
if
you may be right.
One, I will be
you
honest.
May be right, but this is but no time to give up. This is no time to give up. This is a time for outrage. This is a time for everybody to write their... By the way, I don't agree with you that it's going to help the Republicans more than the Democrats. I think it's going to, of course, solidify the Republican base, but it is certainly going to make people like me and an awful lot of other people very, very angry.
You already were, though. Who's it going to...
No, not this way. This is over the top. This is over the top stuff, and it needs to be dealt with that way. You know, I have an old professor who has stopped sending out emails to people, which he did. He said, I give up. You give up, they win. You don't give up now. This is the time to stay with it. Libby, you were going to say something?
I think that's all very noble.
I agree with you. Hey, I agree with Alan. I think, you know, we cannot afford to be down in the dumps, dejected. I'm not going to do anything. I'm going to stay underneath the covers. We cannot afford that. We just can't. I do think that this is a galvanizing moment for progressives and the Democrats. I think that this will bring people out into the streets and will help us put Biden and the Senate over the top in terms of a blue wave and the Democrats winning. I mean, her memory should be a blessing for every single person in this country. There's no two ways about that. You know, the fact that she died on the eve of Rosh Hashanah, you know, people who die, the lore is, the Jewish midrash is that those people who die on the eve of Rosh Hashanah are tzedeks, which are people who pursue justice and who are righteous. And she embodied that. And it's that, the notion of justice you shall pursue, which is what Tzedek comes from, because it's tzedakah. That's what this is about, and we have to pursue justice, and we cannot give up the fight. That's all.
We got a letter from a listener, which I think is interesting, because I do want to get with this to you, Sarah. Aishu says, the thing that I think upsets me the most is that we don't have the ability to truly mourn and celebrate this wonderful woman because we're also terrified about what happens next. That is the way, right? I mean, that's the unfortunate part of this.
Wasn't it true with Scalia, too? We did the same with Scalia.
Yeah. Sarah?
Yeah, well, I think we can talk and chew gum at the same time here. I think we are a country capable of doing all of those things at once. I just sent my class an email, sort of trying to model the best practices of self-care in these times. I mean, I watched again the notorious RBG documentary. Yep. Spoke at a vigil in her honor last night at Niskayuna, which was really a moving tribute. With sort of Libby's sermon, but through the words of Rabbi Matt Cutler. I mentioned to them, I also walked in my garden and cut some flowers and put them in front of my Zoom station where I'll be staring for the next 8, 9, 10 hours, however long, and started a new workout program and sent in through ResistBot text messages and wrote postcards. Like, there are things that we can do. We can do both at the same time. And I can think of no more fitting way to mourn Justice Ginsburg than to do the work And really double down. Now's the time to shake those bad COVID habits, you know? I think we've all picked up a few ways of thinking that are destructive, and we don't have the luxury of staying in those patterns from now until November, because there are lots of things that we can do. And there are lots of great ways that our government can fix this, that lots of interesting people are talking about, including expanding the court, which we can talk about down the road. Right. It is not time to give up. It is time to double down, take the Senate. Nancy Pelosi said this morning, if the election were held today, we'd have all of it. And I'm taking energy out of that momentum.
Alan, we got some beautiful notes from people, and I'm hoping you can share them with us.
Well,
do you have them in front of you? They're from Amber. You look for those. I'm going to ask them. I'm just going to ask Libby a quick question, and then when you find them, you let me know.
Okay.
And then we'll go through them. But Libby, when we think about this as far as the action part, I think, I see both sides of both Alan and Rosemary because, oh, you got them? Okay, good. Yeah, share those.
Sure. Okay. So we heard, in honor of Ruth Bader Ginsburg, and that's from Catherine of LaGrangeville, New York, and RBG, simple but eloquent, Hillary of Old Chatham, New York. She just writes RBG. And in memory of the notorious RBG who paved the way for women like me, to Tatiana of Greenwich, New York. And thank you, WAMC, for helping me maintain my sanity in these dark and difficult times. As an ICU RN, I need the hope of a better future that your programs show us within our reach. And that's Margaret of Newburgh, New York. I think that's the idea.
Right.
I don't know how to say it. It sounds self-serving, but I think the idea here, Joe, is to suggest that where would we be without this program that so many people tune in to every morning? If everybody did something right now, I mean everybody, no excuses, nobody, if it's a dollar, if it's $10, if it's $1,000, we'd be done this morning. Then we would cover everything that we have to. There are going to be Senate hearings on this nominee coming up. Do we want to miss them because we need to raise the money to run the station? We have it within our grasp to do it today, and I feel that passion. Boy, do I ever feel it. Go to WAMC.org or 1-800-323-9262 and do it now. If everybody does something, one little thing, we're done. It'll be great. I know we can.
We in the letters, Gene of Huntington says, for RBG, for WAMC, for the preservation of our nation. Michael wrote, donated in honor of the late Supreme Court Justice Ruth Bader Ginsburg to WAMC. WAMC.org to do it, 1-800-323-9262. Libby, so as far as the action that we can take, and we have about a minute and a half before we have to go to a break, but what can we do? What do you feel is a constructive thing to do? Although I like Sarah's idea of cutting down the flowers and putting them in front of my Zoom station.
I think that we can all double our efforts to make sure that Biden gets elected and the Senate goes Democratic, which means there are so many virtual opportunities for people to do work. For phone banking, to sending emails, to doing social media.
Right.
There's this whole postcard movement. I mean, Capital Women has been working with the Capital Region Coalition for Progressives, and they're generating tons of postcards to targeted Senate seats, as well as on the national level for the presidential race. Give money. Give money, yes, Alan, give money to the station, but give money to those candidates as well. I mean, you know, they're going to need it. And what's really interesting here is that Biden is outraising Trump. Trump's money is dwindling. He's not on TV like he wants to be. They are sweating this out. And while this gives him another headline, the strong arm tactics that he's using is not going to work for him. Because it hasn't in the past.
We are going to take a break. When we continue, we will get to your letters. We will talk more about this sad news and about the politics of it. And, of course, remember Ruth Bader Ginsburg. We welcome your letters, panel@wamc.org. Please help the lockbox. We desperately need you. Do it in support of us and of Ruth Bader Ginsburg. WAMC.org. We'll be right back.
The announcement the president just made is significant, I believe, because it contributes to the end of the days when women, at least half the talent pool in our society, appear in high places only as one-at-a-time performers.
Ruth Bader Ginsburg, in her own words. We welcome you back to the roundtable and to our panel discussion this morning. 1-800-323-9262. Alan?
I'm here.
Okay. We were hearing your phone conversation, so I'm sorry.
I was talking to Amber, our wonderful Fun Drive coordinator, who knows so much about so many things, and she's so great. It's great, but Joe, I'd like to end the drive this morning. That's going to take a lot of people. But at very, very least, a very ambitious goal would be $300,000. We started about $200,000, right? What did we start
at? We started out about $202,000, and we're now we've almost made about $10,000 so far since we started this morning. So we have roughly $90,000 to go if we wanted to get to that point of $300,000.
So everybody listen, if not now, when? There are all of those people who are so dejected over all of this and who are so upset by everything that they're saying, oh, I give up. No, don't give up. Don't say it's going to happen. Do everything in your power to make sure it doesn't. And one way is to at least preserve this little island of sanity called WAMC, so that everybody knows that we're here and we're not going to let it go. Let the word go out that the WAMC people, the people who listen every day, have done something, whether it's a dollar or whether it's $10,000. Whatever you can do, that would be great.
And, Alan, you have some comments, I believe, in front of you from people that have made some people to thank this morning. And I'm going to remind people that they can go to WAMC.org, 1-800-323-9262, 1-800-323-9262.
Okay. And now, this is the time to fight. Says Kim of East Greenbush.
I need you. Alan, I can't hear you.
Oh, yeah, that's because I had the phone in one hand and the microphone on my lap.
Okay.
That's not the way to do it. Okay.
Do yoga and put the two together. Yes. Yeah.
This is the time to fight. Never give up. Never give in. I love it. Kim from East Greenbush. Another. In honor of RBG and her example to my daughters, Greg of Ballston Lake, New York, makes me want to cry. I'm saying that. For RBG, Anonymous of Williamstown, Massachusetts, in memory of Ruth Bader Ginsburg, Roseanne of Stormville, New York. And another, in honor of Ruth Ginsburg and in honor of our friends, the Dempseys, Mary and Robert of Villas, New Jersey, in Ruth Ginsburg's name, Sonia of Wappingers Falls. And for RGB, Anonymous of New York, in honor of Ruth Bader Ginsburg, Lawrence of Stone Ridge, New York, in honor of the notorious RGB, Marianne of Port Richey, Florida, in honor of RBG, Kathleen of Albany, New York. Hey, folks, it keeps coming in. And Joe, there's something else here. Hold on a second. Let me see what this is, what Amber has just sent me. Something interesting. I don't know what it is, but I'll take a fast look at it, and we'll see here. And it says, okay, whoa. See, some people really understand this whole thing. We've heard from Kathy from New Hartford, Connecticut, who says, who says she'll put up $2,000 if we can make this extraordinarily ambitious extra money today. And Joe, what do we need to make to get that $2,000?
About $89,000.
That means 890 people at $100 each. That's what it means. And it means that, is that right, 890 people? Is my math that off, or is
no,
that
that's
correct?
Right. That's right.
Yeah, 890. You could be one of 890, and we only have about an hour and a half, a little less than an hour and a half to do it. This is the time we can basically make this fund drive a reality, so that we can do the things you're going to want us to do, from the Senate hearings to everything else, to all of the news, to what Chuck Schumer may be doing or not doing. Whatever you can do, please, please do it now. 1-800-323-9262 or at WAMC.org, WAMC.org. And so I want to thank, I want to thank Kathy from New Hartford for putting up that $2,000 challenge. If we can do this, it's not going to be easy. Let's help Kathy. She's helping us, everybody into the pool. Let's go.
WAMC.org, 1-800-323-9262. We got letters like this from Paul. Dr. Shartok's position is emotional. Dr. Armeo's position is based on the Constitution and the realities of power. It will do no good to hold hands and wish upon a star. Power is the game, and Republicans have the winning hand. I'm not happy about it either, but it does not help to cover our eyes.
I don't think this is a matter of covering our eyes. And it, frankly, that's the kind of defeatist language that makes me crazy. If in fact we all give in. Wait, I'm not done yet. If we all.
Like saying what I really think is somehow saying don't give money or don't go out and do the census every day. Fighting for causes that you don't think you're going to win is brave, and I want people to do that. But if we make the goal today, the Act Blue has made more money over the past weekend than any time ever because people are reacting to Ruth Bader Ginsburg, and that's great and it's important. But there is going to be a 6-3 conservative majority on our Supreme Court.
There is a lot that can be done, Rosemary. There's a great deal that can be done.
Power play, and all of the power, all of the cards are in the Republicans' hands. It's a huge prize. Why would they not go after it, Alice? Why would they not? If it were reversed, we would go after it.
I don't know.
No, we wouldn't. No, we would not. No, we would not. There is some principle. There is some principle involved in this, Rosemary, and the fact that the Obama people gave up on their judicial nominee with a year to go, almost a year to go, and let it go because we believe in the Constitution and we believe in the tripartite government and all the rest of it. This is a time when holy hell has to occur. People have to get really angry and they have to do something about this. And that means Chuck Schumer, and it means Nancy Pelosi, and it means every single thing that they can do to say, okay, if you're going to screw with us this way, we have a few things we can do with you, and we're going to do them.
Sarah Rogerson.
Yeah, and one of those things is we can vote all in November, sweep the Senate if we can. We need to get to work on some of these candidates that aren't getting as much attention, that are in winnable districts, so that Schumer can say with a straight face, if you push this confirmation through, we will expand the court. We will win, and we will expand the court. That is a viable constitutional challenge.
FDR tried it.
That's growing steam.
Yeah,
FDR tried it. Didn't work. But this time, there is such a rationale for doing exactly that, Sarah, that I couldn't agree more. That this is one of the things that the Democrats ought to at least put on the table.
Libby.
I agree. I mean, I know that Biden isn't saying it, and he shouldn't, because it'll just set up a dynamic that would not be good for the campaign. But I do think that ultimately, if we win, when we win, that, and if this Supreme Court justice is installed and we have a 6-3 majority, we need to expand the Supreme Court. And I think it's the right thing to do. There are things at stake here that people, you know, regular old people don't quite get. But here we have COVID, which is going to create pre-existing conditions in people who didn't have those conditions before. And then you have a Supreme Court stacked against the ACA, and people are going to be thrown off health insurance, and it'll be seen as constitutional to deny people coverage for pre-existing conditions. You've got one of the women who's up for this, said is doing the whole settled law thing about abortion and choice, but thinks that the state should be able to, pull back. And we've seen what's happened time and time again when states, conservative states, do decrease access to reproductive health care. Women die, women get sick, women have to travel out of state, and it just victimizes women one more time. So this
one
is an incredible
who was report, against
and we have to do what we have to do.
Rosemary?
One person who was against expanding the size of the court was Ruth Bader Ginsburg, because she realized that that's just a tit for tat, that this time it's the Democrats, next time it'll be the Republicans, maybe they'll go to 13, and it goes on and on. Where does it end? Much better is to come to terms, to go back to the filibuster rule where it's 60. There are ways to reform the court, and that could be done if Democrats indeed take over the Senate. But what we're missing here is that the idea that Trump has won a plus here, not just by getting another pick, but he has stopped the discussion of his horrible management of COVID. He has stopped discussion of his missing health plan. Right now, we're talking about the Supreme Court and also his Middle East plan, which I think is equally bogus. We're going to see a change in the polls. The race is already too close, closer than it should be, considering the issues on both sides. And I think it's going to narrow even more.
Alan, we're seeing that the Dow is down 600 points.
Wow.
Do you see?
Wow.
What's the connection there, do you think?
Well, I think the market doesn't like dissonance. They don't like it when things are up in the air. They like things when they're settled one way or the other. And I suspect that that's what we're seeing here now. Joe, speaking about the market, how are we doing? Because my stomach is falling out. How are we doing on meeting this incredible challenge?
We're doing really well, actually. We're almost at 230,000, the totals are still coming in from Des Moines. But we're at 229 and change, so let's say 230. So that would mean $70,000 to get the challenge that we have on hand. It's an hour and 15 minutes from now. We're going to go a little bit longer this morning to try to do this. And we're hearing from a lot of people. Again, we ask you, our staff is very busy answering phones. If you can do it online, that's very helpful. WAMC.org, WAMC.org. You can do it simply on your device. Go to WAMC.org and simply look up and it'll say pledge now and press it and you're on your way.
Joe, could I have one more minute? Because I have to say I don't understand. I just don't understand. Do the math, everybody. 500,000 people listen every month to this radio station. About that. And what we have now is an opportunity to get it out of the way if everybody just does it today. Now, with every parcel of faith or whatever I have in my body, this is the time to do it. This is the time when every single person can just say $1 or $1,000 or, as Kathy did, $2,000, whatever you can do. But if there should be no reason, because we can handle this at WAMC.org is my point. So, you know, don't let us down. Don't let yourselves down. Let everybody put something in, because otherwise my stomach is going to fall out of my body. I know I'm counting on the fact that everybody will do it. I know you can. It's WAMC.org. Come on now. Or 1-800-323-9262. This is the time. If you want to pay your respects to Ruth Bader Ginsburg, I loved her. And I remember when we met her up here in in West Stockbridge one day, and the rest. She's just such a magnificent individual, was just such a magnificent individual, held out to the last. And the one thing that she said is, I hope that the next president will appoint the Supreme Court judge. And friends, all of you, friends, you know, I know this is discombobulated, but I have faith in you that you will do the right thing and get on that phone or go to WAMC.org. And if it's a dollar, it has to be a dollar. But if it's $1,000, that's great. It's worth it. Come on now, everybody. Let's make it happen.
WAMC.org. We'll be right back after this break.
The federal law on which we rule may be the Constitution itself. More often, however, we deal not with the constitutional questions, but with ordinary laws governing a wide range of areas, for example, statutes governing bankruptcy, federal taxation, intellectual property, environmental protection, pensions, and provision of health care. And we regularly rule not only on laws passed by Congress or by state legislatures, but on the legitimacy of executive actions, including actions of the U.S. President.
Linda Lavin reading the words of Ruth Bader Ginsburg. We will be talking to Linda Lavin later on in our program. WAMC.org to help us out this morning. We have a lot of work here, and Alan, things are going very nicely. We're at about 235,000, and we have some exciting news, so I'll let you deliver that.
Well, Joe, because this is your show and because you are the magician who makes this thing happen every day, I want you to do it.
I have no magic, but I will borrow the rabbit from you and tell you that Molly Tabaknikov called us, and she said
a regular friend of WAMC. She's been terrific.
Absolutely. Yeah. And she wants to add $10,000 to the challenge. So with if you're keeping score at home, if you add that to Kathy from New Hartford's $2,000, that's $12,000 that we have on the table in challenge money that we can make in the next 1 hour and 10 minutes ish. And go ahead.
Now this is not going to be easy. This is going to be almost impossible. We all know that. I mean, let's face it. If everybody doesn't go to a phone right now, and by the way, there are times that people say, here's $10,000. Use it as you want as a challenge. I'm not going to lie to you. That's not the case here. Molly got on the phone now, so excited about this, and said, I'll put $10,000 in if you can make this. It's almost impossible, but it won't be impossible, any more impossible than affecting a fight over the Supreme Court if everybody just does what they have to. If we walk away, if we turn around, if we take if we go in the other direction, if we say, you can't do it, they win, I'm giving up. Let me tell you something, folks. We can do this. If everybody gets to WAMC.org now, WAMC.org now, and does everything you can, we can make it. And what do we have to make, Joe?
So we're going for 300? Is that what we're doing?
Excuse me. That's right. Yes.
Yeah. Okay. So $300,000, then that will mean that we need, now I have to do math, $61,000. $61,000 to make the $12,000.
Now, does that seem impossible? No. I'll tell you why. That's 610 people, right? Is that right?
Correct.
Is that correct, Joe? 610 of us. If everybody puts something in now, 610 out of 500,000, do the math, take a look at it, look at it the way that you would have to, and say, can I do one thing? Because if I do my one thing, it's going to get in the air, and other people will do their one thing, too. I know that. We can do this now. It's so exciting, but it's a massive challenge. It means that everybody has to do something. If anybody is excused, forget about it. I want to have a special word with Jordan. I'm sure this is illegal, what I'm about to do. Jordan is our CFO. Jordan, I want to put my $100 in right now. So, Jordan, take $100 out of my paycheck and put it right in there so that we can increase this. I think nobody can be excused right now if we're going to make this. So everybody, let's do something. 1-800-323-9262, 1-800-323-9262, or do the thing and go to WAMC.org. Okay, did I do something illegal there, Joe?
I don't think anything illegal, no. 1-800-323-9262. So $60,000, actually $59,000, and we'll get the $12,000. We have two.
But that means everybody. Now, dive. If anybody walks away and says, forget about it. He's just a charlatan, or he's this or he's that. Come on, folks. You know the passion I feel for this radio station, and I know the passion that you feel for it. So if everybody does something right now, we will have an incredible morning, which we've never done before.
No.
And I have to say that every single person out there should demand that the various newspapers put the headline in and say, WAMC did it. Nobody can believe it.
1-800-323-9262 or, and much preferred, WAMC.org. But we can do it either way. WAMC.org or 1-800-323-9262. All right, let's go to some letters that we got from people. Alexander says, five-word Supreme Court Justice Barack Obama. Derek says, of course, the immediate horror of RBG's death is seen in the possible loss of Roe v. Wade and erosion of many civil liberties. But the immediate problem is that Trump needs to load the court as his backup for his ongoing efforts to spoil the coming Biden win. You have to know that Trump will do anything to retain power. Dragging election results into SCOTUS is certainly on his list of things he will do.
You know, that's a great letter. Think about that for a second. The idea that somebody, that Trump will say, this is a rigged election, let's bring it to the Supreme Court. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
This is not good.
Susan writes, I really value the commitment and real feeling plus insight this panel brings to us each morning, much better than All Things Considered reporters for the most part, in the way you can tell you guys really care. I just sent my contribution. Rosemary, stay strong. We like our be like our parents during World War II and keep the faith. Be hopeful, though you have considered the facts. Wendell Berry.
I think I feel like I know too much. That doesn't mean I am defeatist or I'm not doing anything. I'm the one going out every day in ridiculous situations fighting for a census, even though I think it's not going to be concluded fairly or well. Yes, you keep fighting, but to say, we can all join together and do something. Sometimes you can't, and we have lost this battle. And so I think I would really like to see us consider what happens next. And let me repeat, what the Republicans are doing this time is not wrong. If there were a Democrat in there, I would want Ruth Bader Ginsburg's seat filled. And they are looking at people who are immensely qualified. They're not doing anything wrong this time. The fault was in the past. And that's Democrats, and we can't get that back. Obama let it go. He should not have. But that's in the past. We can't do anything about it. What we should be doing is looking at reforms of the court. We should definitely be trying to get Trump out. And that has become harder, too, this weekend. Please let us not kid ourselves.
Chris writes, we should absolutely pack the court. The GOP right wing has spent decades and millions of dollars on a project to game the court selection process. Packing the court counters the effort. One side can't preserve traditions and norms if the other side routinely ignores them. Pack away. Sarah, what do you make of that?
Yeah, I think we should reform our narrative a little bit and talk about expansion rather than packing, right? To Rosemary's earlier point, you know, it's not about creating a political football out of the Supreme Court, but it is about at what tipping point has the court become so skewed that it is politicized. And so I think that Justice Ginsburg, you know, Rosemary's right that Justice Ginsburg would be opposed to a packing court scenario, but she wouldn't, I don't believe that she, at this point with a 6-3, she definitely, I believe, would have changed her position a little bit on that as well, because we see that she was very, very moderate justice, and that over time, as the court skewed further and further right, her opinions and her rhetoric moved further and further left. And she was someone who valued her colleagues, even some of her most detested colleagues by liberals, right, and Justice Scalia. So I think what we're talking about is making the court right again and making it whole again. And also, you know, something that hasn't changed since the forming of the country, you know, every once in a while we need to go back and revisit democracy in order to save it.
You know, Joe, if I may, I have to say that those words ring true to me. The Republicans have been so hypocritical about this, not letting Merrick Garland, not giving an Obama a chance on this, playing by the rules of the Democrats, and then the Republicans come along and they say, we don't care what we've said. We just don't care. Screw off.
I'd like to remind us, though, that we're in this pickle partly because Harry Reid, a Democrat, changed the rules on filibuster. And he thought same kind of arguments I'm hearing from you all now. And if we had 60 votes in, there would be no question that that McConnell would lose right now. But we changed the rules then and thought it was right. And I think packing the court or expanding it or whatever you want to call it, it's bad. And it's not going to lead to anything good.
If an elephant flew through the room right now,
If
Harry Reid hadn't done this and Obama hadn't done that. But you know what? Right now, this is disgusting and their behavior is terrible. But forget about that little interstitial fight we are having here. Let's go to find out where we are, because remember, the remarkable Molly Tabachnikov, and she is wonderful, has put up an incredible $10,000 if we can make this, but only if we can make it. She's not going to give us the money if we do not make it. That's it. So, Joe, tell us what the scoreboard looks like right now.
So, if the elephant flew through the room and dropped a check for $44,000, we'd be in good shape. We're at $44,000 to go to make the goal. And just a reminder, we started off at just like at $200,000. So that's a very respectable morning. But we need to.
Enough.
Well, exactly. But we have a whole other hour, Alan. We have a whole hour.
It's not enough. Okay, so everybody, anything you can do now. Here's the point. If everybody who's listening right now goes to their computer and does 1-800-322-go ahead.
We have a lot of people on hold. There's about 6 or 7 people who are on hold.
Yeah.
We're trying to find people to answer the phones. If you encounter that, first of all, thank you for your patience. Second of all, if you just do it online, you can take care of it there and you don't have to be on hold. So if you have to do it by phone, great. And you may have to wait a minute or two. We have all hands on deck, but if you can do it online, that'd be great. 1-800-323-9262. And in just, you know, in just the time that we've been talking since I gave you the last figure, you know, we're almost up to 260,000. So it's coming in. We're doing well, but we're about 40,000.
Well enough.
That's right. $40,000 away, and we'll do it. We have don't forget, we have $12,000 on the challenge table. So
Molly Tabachnikov, $10,000. She called up this morning. She said, if you can do this, I'll give it to you.
And Kathy from New Hartford in the $2,000.
$2,000. That's
right.
$12,000, which we had not anticipated, by the way. And there it is. So Joe is absolutely right, as always. WAMC.org is the way to do it. If you've got a computer, if you've got a handheld device, this is the way to do it. WAMC.org. My own sense of this is, how come we can't? Why couldn't we? All that has to happen is that everybody does something and we're done. We're done with the whole fund drive. We've made $1 million, but right now we need everybody on the phone to make that extra $12,000, and that'll be one of the greatest morning we have ever had here at WAMC. And if you want to say something about Ruth Bader Ginsburg, wonderful. There's not enough that can be said about her. But what you really want to say is something about WAMC and what it means to you.
All right, we're going to take a break. We are well over time here, but we'll be right back and continue. WAMC.org is where you can go to help us out. We're at actually at about $37,000 right now, needing that $37,000 to make a $12,000 challenge. 1-800-323-9262 if you absolutely have to. Otherwise, WAMC.org. We'll update the total. We'll talk much more about Ruth Bader Ginsburg. And
Let's
have our
go.
Panel chime in right Let's after go. This break.
Justice Alito announced, four members of this court, Justices Stephen Souter Breyer and I, dissent from today's decision. In our view, the court does not comprehend or is indifferent to the insidious way in which women can be victims of pay discrimination. Today's decision counsels, sue early on when it is uncertain whether discrimination accounts for the pay disparity you are beginning to experience. Indeed, initially you may not know that men are receiving more for substantially similar work. Of course, you are likely to lose such a less than fully baked case.
Less than a fully baked case. Ruth Bader Ginsburg in her own words. Welcome back to the roundtable and to our panel discussion. Making up the group this morning, Alan Chartok, Rosemary Armeo, Libby Post, and Sarah Rogerson. Also, we are filling the lockbox. We have a tremendous challenge on the table. $12,000. $12,000. And Alan, do you want to know where we are?
Well, I do. I just want to send a shout out to the great Molly Tabachnikov for, without any warning, without telling us that she was going to do it, without any advance, said, if you can make this incredible goal, but yes, only if you can make it, I'm going to give you $10,000. And that's on top of Kathy's $2,000, which we got earlier. But in the end, it comes down to our sense of self. Do we love this radio station? Is it what we turn on in the mornings? Even if we disagree with something we hear, we know how valuable this debate is and how important it is to have WAMC. Everybody knows it. I hear it wherever I go. If I walk down the streets in Great Barrington, people say it. And you know, I can just say what we need now, Joe, is what? What do we need in order? We've come a long, long way, but we only have about 45 minutes now to do this in, and that's a lot of, and in order to do that, we're going to need everybody on a computer, because the phones are backed up. A lot of people have tried. Sometimes there are 10 calls waiting. So do it now and go to WAMC.org and let us know you're there for the station and for yourself, because in the end, if you lose the station, you've lost something, right?
Absolutely. You know, we started this morning, and we had some money in the lockbox. But just since we went on about an hour ago, less than an hour ago, actually, we have made $81,000.
No. Is
yes.
that right?
That's right.
That's incredible.
So
what we need. So
yeah.
What do we need to make
we
now to get this $12,000?
$17,000. It's changing. It changes like every 5 seconds. So it's $16,800 is what we need.
Now we could end the fund drive today, folks. We could end the fund drive today, but let's do this. $16,000. We only have 45 minutes to do it in. That's anything you can do now will be great. We're backed up. If you can avoid using the phone, avoid it. Go to WAMC.org. It's so important. And Joe, let me just read some of the new
Please
donor
do,
com-
yes.
comments. Okay, so Amber sent these on to us. In honor of Ruth Ginsburg and to support everything WAMC does for us all. And that's thank you from Kirsten and Bill of Otisville. And I'm a sustaining member, but believe we are in a critical point in this country. We must keep you guys on the air. Thank you for all you do. Wendy of Guilford, Vermont. for RGB Anonymous from New Paltz, in honor of the notorious RGB Jane of Williamstown, Massachusetts, and RIP, rest in peace, RBG, keep up the good fight, Dick of Schenectady, New York. Hey, ladies and gentlemen, let's do it now. We have $16,000 to go, and we only have 45 minutes to do it in. This can be an historic moment. It will. I am sure that the Times Union will have across the front page, WAMC
banner does headline. It
again. Banner headline. WAMC does it again.
Well, they better.
Yeah, right. Right. That's true.
All right. Well,
we can do it this weekend.
Yes. So we need about $16,000, and we're and that's $12,000 that we'll get if we do that. So we need you. WAMC.org. I have been told that the phones are clearing, so if you want to go on the phone, that's good. But if you can avoid it and use it, but that's okay. And if you don't mind holding for a few minutes, that's okay too. Just be patient with us. We're trying to raise money during a global pandemic, and it's weird. So, Alan, we're at $14,900 to go.
So 14,000s.
That's correct. But let's go and WAMC.org. All right, we have a ton of letters, so let's go to those. I want to hear from the panelists as well. Let me see here, get to the right screen. Has any other woman done what Justice Ginsburg has done for us? Any thoughts on that, Sarah?
The short answer is she's without comparison.
Yeah.
Anything that you've done, my whole entire life, my career, my in 1970, I think something like 20-something states still had restrictions on women owning property or signing bank accounts, right? Like, it's an immeasurable loss.
We go to this letter from Liz of the United States. Congress did its job and passed needed laws. The Supreme Court would not be forced into a position of having to legislate laws. Abortion, immigration, health care are Congress's responsibility. Sarah, I'm going to throw that back to you, too.
Yes, is the short answer. And so a good democracy rests on the power of the people, and I'm just going to bring up the hope again, right? We have to win the election definitively. There's no way around it, and the only way to do that is to lace up your boots, like Obama said in his last address to the nation, grab your clipboard and get out there if you haven't already, with your face mask or virtually by text and email or postcard.
All right. We go to this letter from Mark. Alan is right. Now is the time to mobilize and not to act defeated. Consider that if the Republicans appoint a Supreme Court justice before the election, their base will be secure in the knowledge that they have a 6-3 conservative majority for years to come. Where's the motivation to vote? Progressives, liberals, and moderates who may have some concerns about abortion but support Roe and are perhaps concerned about the future of the Affordable Care Act and rank politicalization of the Supreme Court by Trump and the Republicans will be motivated to vote. That from Mark. Catherine says, okay, we may be screwed, but if we are to honor RBG, we need to persist in the face of all odds as she did. We have to fight the good fight no matter what, which is what you've been saying there. Alan, right?
Right. I'm trying to get people not to call me on the home number because
You can't take pledges while you're on the air. They should know that. Call the other number.
Well, I don't know what they're doing, and and I don't like it. That's all I can say.
We've always said that the one thing about doing fun drives this way is that you don't hear the phones ring. So we're hearing the phones ring, so that's cool.
Yeah, right. That's right. Now, Amber tells us, by the way, that our phones are clear now, and you can call it 1-800-323-9262, 1-800-323-9262, and make yourself heard. We'd love to hear from you. And if you go to WAMC.org, that's it. But, Joe, we have so long to go.
Yes.
We something. Well, you don't really want to hear it. But what happened is, I have this thing, this app, and it tells me how many miles I walk in the morning.
Yeah.
And it doesn't turn off. So just as I'm speaking to you, it's telling me I've now walked 7 miles when I have
only
walked.
Oh, my God. Well, stop walking, for God's sake.
Well, I've only walked 4 miles. Right.
So, but fun driving, fundraising actually is counting as steps. That's impressive.
Well,
that's
I'm
good.
Walking around as I'm speaking. There's
all right,
no question
you're pacing.
About that.
All right.
Yeah.
I got
okay.
it.
Okay. So the point really is that we're getting close now. Can you tell us how close?
I can. We are $6,000 away.
No.
Yeah.
$6,000 away?
Yeah, we've made $93,000.
Oh, boy. You know, we could come very close to setting the all-time. We are going to set the all-time morning record,
yeah,
but it would be great.
I think we already have that, but
we
can stand for the books.
More.
Yeah. That's
ladies
right.
and gentlemen, it's our station. We all made it together. We all made it together. You know, I'm looking at a book in front of me. This is Stream of Consciousness as I walk around. And it's a book by Jesse Jarno called Wasn't That a Time? Wasn't That a Time? And it is, of course, the Pete Seeger song that he wrote with Lee Hayes about American history. And we are in the middle of one of the worst parts of American history that we have ever seen, when a guy who is really nuts has risen to the presidency and is doing everything that he shouldn't be doing. And we're all having to face it. So isn't this a time that everybody has to get on a phone and say, we have this one institution called WAMC. We all made it together. It's always been there for us. We will not let them take it away because it's not funded. Everybody does one thing and we're done. We're done with this incredible incredible thing that we've accomplished this morning. So, Joe, thanks to you for everything you're doing and for keeping it all together and for leading us down this because it's your work
this broken highway. Yeah,
but it is you who has made this this morning show so incredibly important.
And we
really love you for it.
Oh,
thank you,
and I love you for doing this and giving us all the opportunity. We are about we're about $5,000 away. We need $5,080. And weirdly, my voice is coming back. Is that who's responsible for that?
Oh, coming back at you, you mean?
Yeah.
Yeah, somebody's got
something.
Okay,
so that may be Rosemary, but I'm not positive.
But what am I doing?
I don't know. You sound better, though.
Can you can you mute your phone? That's what happens. If you have the phone open,
well,
then
I think she's okay now. Yeah, just
okay,
when she
great.
Talks, that's
all right. Didn't do anything. That's weird.
No, you're good. We were getting a loop back, but we're better now. All is good. We have $4,800 to go. Nothing could be better. Okay. Let us go.
Something could be better. Not having 48.
You know, we got a comment from an anonymous woman who said, I don't know if I can read this, but I'm going to. And she said, let's get rid of the filthy, lying bastard in the White House. And she gave us money. So that's very nice.
Couldn't agree more.
So there's the tone of our listenership this morning. Let's see. Hannah says, I wish Alan were right. I have to agree with Rosemary. However, Alan, what do we do to prevent another Trump appointment from happening? I will follow your recommendation.
Well, I have, in fact, written a column on this that you can get by going to theberkshireedge.com. You have to put the in, theberkshireedge.com. And it raises a whole bunch of things that are available, from what Sarah's been talking about, from court packing, and we don't want to use the word packing anymore, from court additions to making ourselves heard, getting out with pots and pans in that Lafayette Square, which this president did everything in his power to use rubber bullets and other things that were being put at peaceful protesters. Let's say this is a time for courage, and as Pete used to sing, isn't this a time? Isn't this a time? So this is a time to do everything in our power. But go read the article, and I think you'll see there's a whole list of things.
The voice of doom here has one suggestion, and that is that the Supreme Court is only one branch of the government. And so right. if we change the people in the legislative branch, the Senate especially, or the House, I'm sorry, or the White House, you then have a chance to actually make the Supreme Court as vestigial as it once was. And things like abortion could be handled actually better in the legislature than in the judicial branch. Things like ethics can be handled by the legislative branch. And a decent man or woman in the White House could go a far way towards solving the problems that we're now blaming the Supreme Court for. So that's
well, you're absolutely right. Yeah, you're absolutely right about all of that. No question. We can do this. If everybody just doesn't give up, if we just start to look for solutions and we think about who should be elected to the United States Senate, and I think the Democrats are going to take the United States Senate back, and that will go a long way to doing what you're suggesting, Rosemary.
I know we're going to, Sarah has to leave us in a few minutes and teach, so I just want to get her perspective before she goes. We are hearing two things. One, that the president is expected to make his nomination on Friday or Saturday of this week. The other thing we are hearing is that the leading contender is Judge Amy Coney Barrett. And I'm interested, Sarah, in your thoughts and what you know of her. Where we go from where we go with that news?
Yeah, so I've been reading more and more about her. She's been very clear that she's a Catholic, but her colleagues and students at Notre Dame have said that she didn't wear it on her. Notre Dame was where she graduated. I can't remember if that's also where she taught, but that she didn't wear her politics on her sleeve in class or with them as colleagues, in terms of the Catholic Church and being aligned with the values and political agenda of the Catholic Church. But she is not someone who supports abortion rights down the political structure. And by that, I mean, she has said on the record that Roe versus Wade is settled law, which is what they all have to say to maintain a modicum of of legitimacy.
Until
it's not. And also that means that she would, as a strategy, and this is also on the record, restrict the ability of states to provide abortion services. And so what happens then is you have the situation that Wendy Davis was protesting all those years ago on the Texas state legislature floor, trying to filibuster a move that would shut down all but one or two really healthcare facilities. These are healthcare facilities in the entire state of Texas, which is enormous. So if Roe versus Wade stands, but the ability to access reproductive health and care is shut off on a state-by-state basis, then that's how you pull the teeth from Roe versus Wade. And that's exactly, I think, what a lot of people fear about this pick.
And that's what that's what's been going on for years since Roe v. Wade got on the books. I mean, that's been the strategy. And it
she would just turn it up.
States.
Yeah, she'd turn up the volume on that, it seems.
Right.
All right, let's go to a couple of letters here. We have to take a break in about a minute, so I just want to...
Well, give us the totals, Joe, while you're at it.
We're still getting in the late returns, Alan, but I will get them to you momentarily.
Chicago.
Yes. We need about $1,300.
Whoa.
So here we go. WAMC.org, 1-800-323-9262, 1-800-323-9262. All right. Daisy says, sometimes I find Rosemary's cynicism charming. Today I just find it annoying. The Democrats have raised $95 million. We have broken records, and we will get the Senate, and we will pack the court and make D.C. and Puerto Rico states. If you want to do something, call Schumer's office and say you won't take any more half measures. And if he backs off after the election, you will support a primary. Thank you, RBG. Thank you for everything. But in your memory, I will push for term limits for the Supreme Court. Oh, that's interesting. We haven't talked about term limits for the Supreme Court.
Can I just say that I find that annoying business kind of charming? You can give as much money as you want. You're not going to dissuade McConnell from this. I believe that he would give up his own Senate seat in order to get a 6-3 conservative majority. That would seal his life's work.
Maybe up his own
Schumer,
children,
how
actually.
Are you going to convince him to do anything different? If anybody's going to lead the charge, it'll be in the House, where they could take measures to change abortion laws. They could take measures to change some of the to change health care. They could at least start the process even now before the election. And I don't know. I think money is great. Giving money is great, but it definitely does not ensure elections. If you send money to Amy McGrath, will that make Kentuckians hate her because her money is coming from out of state? It's all very complex, and I wish that it were simple, and I wish that there were an easy way out of it, but we're deluding ourselves if we think that.
I got to hold you there, Rosemary. We're going to take a break. When we come back, we'll give you a total. WAMC.org.
There were records set during the term. According to a law professor who keeps tabs on these things and then blogs about them, Justice Breyer asked the longest question at oral argument. In United States v. Texas, a challenge to the president's deferred action immigration policy, Breyer's inquiry ran 52 transcript lines. In total questions asked, however, Justice Breyer ranked only fourth, asking 381 questions. He stood behind Justice Alito, whose questions numbered 401, and the Chief Justice, who questioned counsel 417 times. Far out in front, with 477 questions, Justice Sotomayor replaced Justice Scalia as the justice who asked the most questions at oral argument. Justice Thomas, after a 10-year silence, astonished all in attendance by asking 9 questions all in the same case, Voisin against United States.
Ruth Bader Ginsburg, in her own words this morning, of course, we are talking about her passing and the ramifications. We have with us this morning Libby Post, Rosemary Armeo. I was reading the phone. Okay. Rosemary Armeo. And also our thanks to Sarah Rogerson. She had to leave us and go teach. So we apologize, or we thank her very much for being with us for the morning. And but she had to go. So thank you for her being on. I want to bring you the news here. Alan, are you ready?
I'm ready. My stomach has already fallen out. Go ahead.
Oh, ew. We'll clean that up. It is.
Yeah.
let's see. So we wanted, if you remember correctly, we started at $202,000, this morning. We were trying to get to $300,000. We made both challenges.
Fantastic.
We currently, with those challenges included.
Good job, everybody.
Yay. We are now at $331,281.
Whoa, that's great.
So, if you want to know what we're going to do here, if you think we can rest on our laurels or any other, or a Hardy or anything else.
I was going to say that, laurels and Hardys, yeah.
Married way too long. All right. Susan Boken of Saratoga, our dear friend, said, I will give you $1,000 if you can make $18,719 and bring it to an all-time record. And I think maybe, Alan, we say this because, I mean, it's true when we do it, obviously, but we have never made $150,000 in a morning like that. ever.
No, we haven't. No, we haven't.
And so that's an incredible
thing. Nor, by the way, Joe, should we be patting ourselves on the back, because believe me, we didn't do anything. This is because everybody understands what's at stake here. We have a radio station that we've all made together. We've put it together. You've done your job, and you've created the best show in morning radio anywhere in the world. You have. And people say it all the time.
Well, so you created the station, though. Don't forget that. You created this wonderful institution.
There is no question that we all made this together, but that the people out there did what they had to do to support it this morning under the most adverse of moments. That's all I can say. And as we say to our grandchildren all the time, right, Rosemary? Good job. Good job.
Good for you. Good for you.
We say good job. Good job. So Susan has put up $1,000, and we only have a few minutes to do it in, right?
That's right. So we have about 22 minutes.
Oh, boy. That's $1,000 a minute, basically. And that means if everybody can do one more thing, we will have created the all-time record that we never expected to be doing. But because of you, everybody, you've done what you could. So if everybody can do one thing more, one thing right now, not even more.
Bless you. Was that a sneeze or a cough? Was that a sneeze?
No, it was a cough.
Okay.
It was a cough. And I heard somebody, a congresswoman on the air just now from Connecticut, I believe, who has tested positive for COVID.
Oh, God.
Saying that she hasn't shown any symptoms. It's not funny. Any symptoms except for a cough. Well, of course, it is a disease of the chest. So anyway,
I know it's not funny, but I thought you said it was snot funny, which I also thought was funny.
You guys are like getting in the gutter.
We're getting a little giddy. I'll admit it. Yes, I apologize.
Yeah, a little sophomoric.
So right. Oh, okay.
Yeah, you're
we need $16,000. We have 21 minutes to do it in.
See, now
okay,
we
I'm hearing some.
What do you got?
I'm hearing some interesting ideas on through Twitter on what Democrats can do, and they're pretty funny. Like Angry Staffer, who is a former Trump White House official who now tweets great stuff, liberal stuff, is saying that Pelosi should impeach him again, impeach Barr. In fact, bring an impeachment every week, because impeachment trials force the Senate to take up first. They have to do that first, so it would delay a nomination.
That is interesting. Kind
of, now, she has said that, right? I thought she said that was an arrow in her quiver. Yeah.
She's not taking it off the table. And Zephyr Teachout, who we have had on WAMC.
She's going to be on later on. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
She's suggesting that what Schumer could do is put together a war room of experts on procedure and to keep delaying McConnell that way through endless Roberts Rule of Order, which, as you know, can be very annoying and effective when done well. So those are two things that are not just, not that this is not important, but not just giving money to candidates support, but it all has to be done by people in Congress, though, and that worries me.
And we do know that Murkowski and Collins will show signs of.
Well, we know what they've said, right?
Collins is not reliable.
That's why she's going to lose.
She wait. If there were a lame duck session, do you think she would hold to that?
Rosemary.
Do you really think she wouldn't? No.
And Rosemary.
Hold on. Go ahead.
And Rosemary, believe it or not, that's exactly what I was going to say. That's okay. That the whole point is that once, let's say, Biden is elected, they're going to go in there and they'll say, and especially if Collins loses, which I think she's going to do in Maine, then nothing will hold her back.
Right. So what you're saying is that if Collins loses and then there is a vote following the election, she doesn't care anymore. And guess what?
Even if she doesn't lose, Joe.
Right. Well, that's right. Lose, that's exactly
yeah,
right.
She can just change her mind anyway. And holding our breath on Mitt Romney, but Mitt Romney is very conservative. His constituency is very conservative. Would he not be not serving his people if he took a step that would stop a 6-3 conservative court? I think he must be very torn.
Can we also... go ahead.
I think Mitt Romney will do...
I thought he already came out and said
reports that he wasn't going to vote now were wrong.
Oh.
Well, I think Mitt Romney is a good man, and I think he tries to do what's right, and I still have faith that he will do what's right. So where's the fourth vote coming from, assuming Romney does what he's supposed to do?
Mark Kelly, right? That's the interesting one.
Well, that's because that's a special election,
until
right?
November 30th. If McConnell acts before them, which is what he's pledged to do, then they're looking at maybe Cory Gardner, but he's been very wishy-washy in public statements.
Yeah.
And we've not heard from the Democrats, the moderate Democrats. I mean,
made that point. You've made that point.
All this four votes thing is predicated on all the Democrats holding together.
Yeah. If they need every one of those Democratic votes, they're going to get every one of those Democratic votes.
I think Pelosi will beat them if they don't, but yeah.
So I just have to ask this question because I guess this isn't clear in my mind. But where are we when it comes to a vote prior to Election Day? I mean, is that possible? Is that doable?
Well, wait, is the Kelly a special election?
Well, it's John McCain's seat, right? And he gets seated earlier.
Right.
Is that?
He gets seated, but you still have to wait till Election Day to see
if he
wins.
Right, it'll be after Election, right.
Yeah.
But
McConnell is vowing a vote before Election Day, so it's not effective.
But what are the, I mean, I'm just looking logistically, is it possible to get all of those ducks in a row? I mean, it was saying, however, 40-whatever days, you know, would be was the fastest anyone has ever been confirmed. And obviously, you know, of course, there is great.
Hey, Joe.
Yes.
You think those guys won't do anything they have to do, 40-schmorty, you know, in or out? They'll do whatever they have to do in order to achieve this 6-3 majority on the court.
Absolutely. That's, my question is, what can the Democrats do to screw it up?
A lot.
Yeah.
Because they are the Democrats.
Okay, you took that question differently than I meant it, but...
What can they do to stop the Republicans?
Yeah, I mean, what can they... But you're right. I agree. I agree with what you said. But my question is, what can the Democrats do to make sure that doesn't happen, that they don't get the vote?
I got it.
Yeah.
I got it.
Hence, you come in with impeachment would slow down things, procedural rules... the same thing that the Republicans did when they were trying to slow the impeachment steamroller.
Well, you know, it's going to be very interesting because if Schumer gets some real guts here and does what he has to do. You're right, Rosemary. I've been critical of Schumer as of late, and his people have been calling me up on the phone and saying why, you know. And then they send me every namby-pamby press release the guy puts out. I've always been a fan of his. I've always thought he's a good guy. I think he's very smart. But he hasn't done the leadership that he needs to do. And this is his golden moment. Let me tell you, I think what ought to happen right now is the Democrats are going to say, okay, we're going to have the president and we're going to have the Senate. And since you guys have behaved so badly, so abysmally, hell will have no wrath like what we are going to do now to you. And I think they should do it, and I think they should say it, and I think they should mean it.
I just want to remind you that we are trying to make money here, and
we have
350,000 was our goal. Susan Boken is offering a $1,000 challenge for us. We've had an amazing morning, and we don't want the momentum to stop.
Usually
when I draw it out, it's just when I'm typing to put it in the calculator. But right now, $12,756.
And how many minutes to go?
We have 14 minutes to go, sir.
Oh, boy. That's $1,000 a minute, folks. If we give it up now, we will have given up an historic chance to show that the love that people and the commitment that people feel to this radio station that they come to every single morning. You know, Joe, you know, you have done such a magnificent job with the roundtable and with the panel. And when we first talked about this, and when I first proposed that we have this morning show, I didn't know whether it would work. Susan came on, she did fine, but you have really made this into something that everybody talks about all the time, and you get incredible credit for having done that, and we appreciate it.
Well, you should get credit for creating it.
Well, so? So, forget
that. So we will give you credit.
And Libby, you and I should get credit for making it come alive.
Yeah.
It's getting a little thick in here, folks. That's all I have to say.
I know
we're going to stop soon. So,
Wait, 12,000. Forget about the mutual backslapping here. What we need is $12,000.
Yeah,
and
we need $10,900, and we have 13 minutes to do it in.
Okay, so that means everybody has to be on a phone.
Okay.
The number here is 1-800-323-9262. Again, write it down.
Yep.
1-800-323-9262, or go to WAMC.org and do it that way. Every penny will count. We promise you that. So let's get this thing done. It's been an amazing morning.
Amazing.
It has really been amazing.
Yeah, it's stunning. And it's $9,800 is what we need now. $9,800. Libby, make your points. Go ahead. Make them worth $9,800. Go ahead.
Yes. So, hopefully this will be worth it. And the Washington Post has an analysis of where folks, the GOP senators, stand. Two say no. One is recently opposed, and that's Chuck Grassley. And then if you have, Romney do the right thing, that's four. But there are 29 of them that are unclear so far, that haven't made it really very clear which way they're going to go. So I don't think that this is a done deal yet. I think, yes, it's probably tipping towards that, but I don't think it's over until it's over. And the other thing is, and this is to everybody out there who feels so dejected by all of this, I just want to leave you with a quote that Ruth Bader Ginsburg said herself, which is, fight for the things you care about, but do it in a way that will lead others to join you. And that's what we have to do, folks.
Yeah.
We cannot be self-defeating. We have to stay high. We have to be focused on the ultimate prize, which is winning in November, reshaping the Senate and the House and the White House so that it comes back to at least center. Let alone, going to the left or going more progressive. I mean, Bader Ginsburg said it herself. I was watching something last night. I'm pretty sure it was her that said, we swing one way and then eventually, because of our democracy, we swing back. And now is the time to swing back.
The people
that will fight for us.
We need $9,000. Yep. Go ahead, Ellen.
The pseudo analysts have been saying this is good for McConnell and good for Trump because the red states will be motivated.
Right.
But I'll tell you, I'm talking to an awful lot of people who are very angry right now about what's going on the Democratic side. I don't buy that nonsense. There are days that you say to the analysts, well, you know what you're talking about. And there are days you say, oh, baloney. But, Joe.
I think most of these folks aren't in the trenches anymore. They really don't know what the people are thinking. They just read the polls but they don't do the work. They're not out knocking on doors or virtually knocking on doors and calling people. It's easy to be an armchair quarterback. Very easy.
We have 10 minutes to make $8,500. $8,500 in 10 minutes.
That's $1,000 a minute, folks.
Yes.
Anything you can do now, anything, we're so close. Anything you can do now will make it happen. It's been an amazing morning. Let's end it even more amazingly. So everybody, WAMC.org, just do it now. Every penny will count. So don't worry that it won't be counted because it's too late. No.
No.
As long as you
Never
put it
late.
In, it's going to count. If you're on the phone, that counts. If you've done it at WAMC.org, it counts. Boy, it's really been some morning. How energizing. How wonderful. You're all wonderful.
WAMC. I love that. Good job. WAMC.org. Phones are open too. 1-800-323-9262. 1-800-323-9262, $8,000. And let's not forget Susan Boken's $1,000 challenge. It's $1,000 that we make if we make this $7,500 in the next nine minutes. Go ahead, Alan.
And so I always say, why can't everybody just do one thing?
Yeah.
You know, I gave my 100. If everybody can do one little thing right now to make it happen, that would be great. 1-800-323-9262. I'm depending on you. Let's go. 1-800-323-9262. Tommy, put away the Legos. 1-800-323-9262 or WAMC.org.
All right. We have, let's see. I'm trying to, we do have
Wait, wait, everybody, let's go.
Yes, please.
My goodness.
Please.
You know, the stock market is way down.
839, down 839 points.
And the reason it's way down is that the people who invest in the stock market don't like dissonance. They don't like it when things are too up in the air. And right now, things are up in the air.
They are. And, you know, and all we can do is do our part and do our thing. And
save the station. SOS. Save our station.
Goes back to our very beginning, doesn't it?
It does.
$6,100. $6,100, and we can do it. We have a $1,000 challenge. We need you now. We have people on hold on the phone. We have about 7 minutes. 7 minutes.
Everything's going to count.
Trying to be very like
Zen and calm.
If
you're on hold on the phone, it'll count.
Yeah.
Right, Joe?
Yep.
Yeah. And if you go to WAMC.org, it will be counted immediately. WAMC.org.
We're in the 5500s now. 5500.
Oh, boy.
1-800-323-9262. 1-800-323-WAMC. All right. Let's see. I just want to go to a couple letters here, which are nice. But now I've lost them because the letters I see aren't so nice.
Okay, let me just remind everybody.
Go ahead.
This is the moment. Let's go. We have, 6 minutes to go, Joe, or 5 minutes to go?
Yep, 6 minutes.
And we 6 minutes to go, and we have to raise how much, Joe?
Checking. $5,000.
Okay, $5,000, and we'll make it. We'll have an all-time historic morning. If everybody just does something, and when it comes down to courage, I'm going to say this. When it comes down to courage, what would you do to stop this country from falling into fascism? What would you do? WAMC.org. What would you do? How far would you go? Wasn't that a time?
1-800-323-9262. We need $4,000. We have 6 minutes. And we'll make $1,000, and we will have made $150,000 this morning.
It's a matter of
in 2 hours.
Where do we go? We all come here,
right?
We celebrate WAMC. We're with Joe, and we're with the panel every morning, and we know what that means to so many people. So if you believe that, please just say, save us from the Cossacks at the door. Boom, boom, boom.
Okay. we need $3,000 right now. $3,000. Any part of that that you can do. If you can do the whole three, hey, we're done. But $50, $100, whatever you can do. 1-800-323-9262. 1-800-323-WAMC. If you have to wait on hold, we apologize. We're trying to run a fund drive during a pandemic, and we can't bring our wonderful volunteers into the building. We want them to be safe. We want you to be safe. We want our staff to be safe, so we're doing it this way, and it is working. We just it may take a little bit longer than it sometimes does. But if you go online, it won't take you any time at all. WAMC.org, WAMC.org, and you can do it there. And we certainly understand that not everybody has that capability, which is why the phone line is open. But if you do have that capability, WAMC.org. We're $2,000 away. $2,000 away. What did you say?
I used to go out with a girl. Her father would always, the father didn't think she, you know, she was active enough in terms of, you know, her career. So he would say to her, Duits. He would say, Duits.
All right. While we're scraping up here, or cleaning up here, we need $1,000. We need $1,000. Any final comments, Rosemary?
No, you caught me flat-footed. I have no final comments.
All right, Libby.
Keep the faith, everybody.
All right.
Give money.
And people have, Alan, we made it. $350,719, not counting the $1,000 challenge from Susan Boken.
And not counting the people who are on the phone right now.
That's right. So
keep giving, everybody, because we want this over with. I started by saying if everybody could just do something, everybody, we would make it. We would do it today. I still think that we're going to see that prescient moment when everybody does something and we end a fund drive in just hours.
All right. Well, we're gonna stop now. But we'll be back. Look, we have there's a lot of money still to go. It's been an amazing morning. And Alan, thank you very much. Thanks for everything. This has been incredible.
And you, Joe.
Thanks to all the people. And we will be right back after this. Thanks to all.